Orchid, where are you, love? Come on out, I know you're home. I can tell you took these pictures you sent me in our bedroom. Oh, unless you left while I was closing up shop. But then why would you have sent these to my phone? It was awfully rude of you to do that, by the way. I was on break at my job. But you knew that, didn't you? Where are you? I swear, if you're hiding under the bed. No, not there. Then perhaps in our closet? Oh, no, 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 no. I got you now, Orchid. Trying to pull a fast one and change your hiding place when I wasn't looking. I can hear your footsteps, dear. The floorboards creak far too loudly, even beneath the carpet. Oh? What was that? Speak up. Why, yes, I am home early, aren't I? That's the perk of owning my own shop. What, did you think you could just send me photos of that nature and not expect me to close up shop a bit early? You clearly needed me home so badly that you felt it appropriate to act out. Right, my pet? Oh, yes, you heard me right. Is it all right with you if we try that? Oh, you've wanted to, but never knew how to ask. How serendipitous. Well, I suppose now you don't have to ask. Now, let's continue. You know, riling up Master like that while he's at work is highly inappropriate, Pat. What if a customer noticed? Do you have any idea what could happen? Oh, no. I can't let behavior like that go unpunished, little one. Face the wall. I'm going to remove your pants, and then you're going to present yourself to me. Do you understand? Good. Oh, no, 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 no. Pat. I'm not sure where you got the idea that it would be acceptable to try and grind yourself against me. I'm punishing you, remember? What kind of punishment would fucking you be? Now, I want you to apologize to me after each of these spankings. After every strike, tell me you're sorry. Am I clear? Oh, I think you can do better than that. Again. Oh. But are you really sorry? I'm not so sure. Oh. Oh my. Look how sore you are. Now what do you have to say for yourself? I don't know, Pat. You put me in a tight spot today. Are you sure you're truly sorry enough for what you've done? You'll give yourself up to me. Darling, I see what you're doing. You think you're so sly, using something you want anyways as a bargaining chip, thinking I'll conveniently forget you want me to take you, and it'll get you out of trouble. You won't fool me that easily, pet. No, don't be mistaken. I will make you and your tempting, sensuous body mine before this night is through. But you haven't adequately made up for your little transgression. That being said, you have shown that you want to be good for me. That means a lot. So, this one will be both punishment and a test. If you're really sorry, you'll hold out for me. Be patient until I'm ready. And you won't back up against me. You'll hold still. Perfectly still. I can be a generous master, though. I know it can be hard for a horny, needy, slutty little pet like you to resist your urges for me. So I will give you 3 chances to behave. But if you fail 3 times, I'll stop touching you here. And I won't let you come. Do we have an understanding? Good. Now, I'm going to kneel down here. Stay still, and do not move your hips. Oh my. You're already so excited. I can't help but wonder, were you this aroused before I spanked you? Were you waiting for me like this? Oh, I have no doubt. Do you want my tongue here? Lapping against the most sensitive places between your legs. Careful! I felt that twitch. I won't count that since it was so small. But I won't continue being so lenient. Oh, I know your ass is sore. Did you think that would stop me from squeezing it? Did you think I was going to make this easy? No. No. Let's see how good you can be. I've hardly begun to tease you, and you insist on presenting more and more. No. That's strike one. Remember, no backing up against me at all. Not my hand. Not my face. Nothing. I know it's difficult, love. But a good, sweet pet like you, you can do it. You want to show me you're sorry, right? You want to earn my forgiveness, don't you? Now, here's the hardest part. Steel yourself, Orchid. Do not shift even slightly. Oh. Oh, that's it. I know. You've been longing to feel my cock brush between your thighs. Longing to feel me. Oh, rubbing and prodding against you. Oh, it's agonizing. So close, and yet you can't have me. Torturous, isn't it? Not knowing when your master will finally give you what you want. Forgiveness. And cock. Oh. Oh, I know. Surprised you again, haven't I? Oh, is that all right? I figured as much. Here, let me. Oh, firm against the wall. Oh, stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? So tightly, you bruise the next day. When I claim you and make you mine. All because you are mine, aren't you? And you want everyone to know. You want them to know who owns you. You want them to know just who's cock ravages you. You feel my need and my thrusts. Hear my love in every breath and groan. Moan, growl, and whine. All of it a prayer and worship for you. For our love. That's it. Say my name. I need to hear it. I need to hear the way you cry out for me. For me and me alone. Isn't that right? Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Oh, that's all right. I forgave you long ago. You can come whenever you'd like, Orchid. It's my reward to you for doing so well tonight. Oh. What? Are you right on the edge? Can you hold out just a little longer? I'm almost there. But I won't force you to continue for my sake. Oh, thank you. You're so good for me. Taking me. Oh, taking even more. When you've already been fucked senseless, just so your master can finish. Oh, such a good pet. Oh, fuck. I'm I'm going to come inside of you. Be a good pet and take it all, won't you? How was that? Worth the trouble? Oh, I'm glad you thoroughly enjoyed yourself. But don't make a habit of sending me nudes at work. I can't keep closing early. You say that as though I'd be able to keep working, knowing my beloved pet is needy and wanting at home. Maybe some could, but I'm simply too ravenous for you, Orchid.